did you miss me? Yeah. When I was away, did you hang my picture on your wall? Did you miss me? Yeah. When I was away, when you didn't see me at all? Did you want me? Yeah. When I was gone, did you know that I've been so far away? Did you miss me? Yeah. When I was away, when you couldn't see me at all? When you couldn't see me at all? Hello, hello, it's good to be back, it's good to be back. Did you love me?
Yeah.
I'll give a little girl. Did you hug me your pillow in your bed? Did you love me?
Yeah.
When I was gone, knowing that I'll be back again. Did you wish that?
Yeah.
I was with you when I'm gone, playing out all over the world. Did you wish that?
Yeah.
Did you tell all your friends you think about me every day? Love, think about me every day. Hello, hello. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. Hello. To be back, it's good to be back. Well, I'm back again. I'm back, I'm back. Hello, hello. As a matter of fact, hello, it's me, and I'm back again. I'm back, back, back. As a matter of fact, I'm back. Oh, did you miss me?
Yeah.
When I was away, did you hang my picture on your wall? Did you miss me?
Yeah.
When I was away, when you didn't see me at all, did you want me?
Yeah.
When I was gone, don't you know that I've been so far? It's good to be back, it's good to be back, hello, hello, it's good to be back, it's good to be back, hello, hello, it's good to be back, it's good to be back.
It is good to be back. Yes, it is. My name is Anita B, and it's been 2 weeks, which is, well, it's the norm interval, I suppose, between my shows. I'm at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played for an hour and a half. So that was the Forgotten Rebels out of Hamilton, of all places, Hamilton, Ontario. From 1982, from the record This Ain't Hollywood, what do we hear here? We heard Hello, Hello, I'm Back Again. And there you go. Hey, you should always go to our website, citr.ca, and you can go to any podcasts. Everything is podcast, and it's like, if you like music, it's a plethora of just entertainment. It's just awesome. So go to the website, check us out, and there's so many good shows here. All right, now I got to tell you what's been going on with myself, which is really not that exciting, but it's of note, I suppose. I've been getting tattooed. Yeah, I'm a little bit addicted. So there's a reason for me telling you all this. There's a reason. There really is. I want to say 2 months. 2 months. I've gotten 4 tattoos. I've been a little bit crazy addicted. And I've been going to Sanitary Electric Tattoo, which is on Fraser Street. So Fraser and between 17th and 18th, I believe. They're the best dudes ever. The best crew. These guys are like the nicest. They're fun and very talented. And so, I'm not going to bore you with any details, except to say that Chris Stiles is my guy. He is my ink artist. And he's the coolest dude ever. He's just like the nicest guy. He's cool. He's super talented. I mean, really, I love him. And I'm telling everybody to go to Chris Stiles at SET, Sanitary Electric Tattoo. And anyways, he's in a band. So he's in a band. They're hardcore. Yeah, they are. They're called Witch Doctor. So if you want to look them up, it's WTCHDR. So missing all this, not the syllables, but the vowels. Okay. WTCHDR, I think all caps. Looks like it's an all caps situation. And they are local and they're hardcore. And we're going to hear the song The Bone Finger. Yeah, because I was talking to Chris. I'm like, I'm going to play your band. Let's hear it. So my show, the genre of the show is mostly like, I don't know, power pop, some punk rock, a lot of indie rock, etc. So here, let's delve into some hardcore, because my attitude is, why not? Whoa, ho-ho. Let's not listen to that. Okay, let's see if I'm good here. Oh, much better. Okay, so their record, you can find it on Bandcamp too. So Witch Doctor, bandcamp.com, take out the vowels, okay? And then you can hear this song, which we're going to hear right now. What did I say we're going to hear? Oh, the Bonefinger. That's what we're going to hear. And here you go. This is Witch Doctor. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's coming. This is Witch Doctor.
To see, and this
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I went to throw out some garbage because I'm very, I like to keep the studio nice and clean. And then I got distracted. So here I am. That was Sean Mrazek with a song, Invisible Hands, from his record, Thought He Was Dead. It's a very good record. And in case you were wondering what we listened to before that, that was Witch Doctor. That was so, so, so hardcore. And that was my tattoo artist. So that was what was going on there. His name is Chris Stiles, and he's over at Sanitary Electric Tattoo. And go check him out. He's so good, and he's the most chillest dude. Hey, look, I got a new tattoo. Did you see it? Check him out. Sarah's here in the studio. See? Pretty cool, huh? She's so quiet. Maybe because her mic's not on. Would you like to chat, Sarah? No? Okay. You don't have to. Believe me, nobody ever wants to talk to me. Anyways, I'm used to it. Okay, so Faith Healer. Let's listen to some Faith Healer. So we're going from Witch Doctor, which was the hardest of the hardcore ever, to Witch Doctor, which is just tasteful music. So not to say that Witch Doctor was not tasteful, but this is just different. Now we're talking about Mint Records, right? This is Mint Records, right? So I'm putting on Sarah. Sarah, I'm just like, she's dying over here. Okay.
Okay.
Is that mic two? Oh,
you're three. We're good.
This is some example of quality radio. we're doing good here.
We're doing okay.
Faith Healer from Edmonton, Jessica Jalpert.
Thank you.
Amazing record. My favorite record of last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so good.
You actually introduced me to Faith Healer, as a matter of fact.
I love it.
Yes, you did. And the record here is called
Cosmic Troubles.
Thank you very much. You are on it, Sarah.
Just that one record.
Is there?
I'm very knowledgeable about just that one album.
You're like, you were the music director. Now you're the head honcho. So You're so knowledgeable about it, like everything.
I'm trying to forget the music stuff. I'm just too old for that.
No, shut up.
You reach a point.
You are so not. Are there any songs that you recommend?
I really like No Car.
Okay, except sadly there's no track listing with me.
Yes, well.
Let's just surprise ourselves.
Yeah, I think aim for like 5 or 6.
Okay.
It's a CD roulette for
you
listeners
at
home.
Often I find in doubt, you know this, of course, if you're totally in doubt and you don't know what song to play, song one.
Yeah, song one's usually pretty strong.
A band will never put their worst song as song one.
This record is solid start to finish. No wrong answer.
Yes, it is. And we are on CD one as I talk out loud because I have no skills.
Just going to talk you through it.
Here we go. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@CITR.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
All right, that right there was Lee from the record Consent. The song was Sorry. Now, interestingly enough, we're going to move on to the next song by White Lung from the album Sorry, but whatever. Now, prior to Lee, we heard two songs from Soft S. We heard Promises and Free Association from their self-titled record. And in there before that, did I tell you we heard some Tough Age with the song, what is it here? Snakes and Ladders from I Get the Feeling Central on Mint Records. All right, my name is Anita B and the time is 7:03. Hey, let's find out about the weather. Hello, Gak. Gary just walked into the station. Oh, nice hat. Oh my God, he's got the taco hat. Oh my God. So Gak does a show here called Exploding Headwaves and he has this hat. From a baseball hat, because we're both huge baseball fans. From a team, it's like a minor league team called the Fresno something. The Fresno Tacos or something, I don't know. And he has it, and I'm jealous. And, all right. But baseball's coming up soon-ish, kind of. Not really. Where are we at? January 13th? Hey, Gary, welcome to the studio. You have the hat. Okay, do you want to say hi? Please say hi. You're on two. Two's right there. Awesome. So if you could just see, I was...
Happy New Year, Anita.
Happy New Year, Gary. How are you?
Marvelous. How are you?
Good. You look so awesome in your taco hat.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I got to take a picture. Okay, I'll take a picture in a bit.
Okay. Live. Picture
live,
being taken.
Because that hat is the raddest.
And we got to figure out your head size because we'll get one for you.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to get one for me?
Yes.
Really? I love
all the way
taco
from
hat.
Fresno.
From Fresno. I was just saying, the team's out of Fresno. And it's like, are they called like the Fresno Tacos or something?
They're actually called the Grizzlies.
Oh, the Grizzlies.
I think they're the Houston Astros AAA affiliate in minor league baseball.
All right.
But for one day, last summer,
yes,
in honor of their usual taco truck festival,
okay,
they renamed themselves to be the Fresno Tacos.
See, that's what I thought they were.
So they had uniforms.
Okay.
hats and all this gear.
Right. Love it. So awesome.
Originally, they didn't ship to Canada.
Okay.
And I remember trying to coordinate with a friend I had in California.
I remember you and I even
at this
chatted.
Point, we're like trying to do this.
Yes.
But 1 week before Christmas, as I was babbling with a coworker at that point, and perhaps it was late in the evening, after one too many, the drunken order happened. So
Gary, so chat. Okay, so I'm taking a picture right now as we actually chat on air. Because look how photogenic you are. I'm so highly unphotogenic.
You've been taking a lot of photos of yourself right now. I was actually on the drive-in. I was listening to Sam Squatch's Hideaway.
I've not been taking many photos of myself. I don't do that.
How about the ink?
Oh, yeah, my tattoos. Yes. I can show you my tattoos later.
Okay.
I have a few new ones. Look, here's one. See that one?
Whoa.
Angel of Death.
Angel of Death.
Yeah, I got that one.
Bones and Heart.
Yeah, and then where else I got? Hello. Check it out. Because everybody can see this on air. It's all flaky.
Tigers.
Of the Detroit, you know, old English D.
Indeed.
Yeah, me and Eminem. We're total gangsters.
Down with the 313.
Yeah, with the D12, remember that?
That's right.
Do you remember Eminem?
Purple pills, as it were. What was the OB Trice?
Oh, look at you. Listen to you. You're on it.
Yeah. I try to listen to myself, but listen to you.
Yes. So what's new, Gary?
No, a whole heck of a lot.
What are you doing here, by the way? You wanted to hang out with me?
Well, that's actually what I want to do all the time.
Oh, doesn't everybody?
Actually, there is an illustrious CITR meeting. It's not so secret, but you can also witness the mayhem.
Okay, well,
as it occurs that way.
Let's tell our listening audience what show you do here. I was telling them, and I even played.
I played.
Did you? No.
It was the minimal gunshot version.
Yeah.
At some point over time, it would be the increasingly.
There is. I know the minute long. And a half one or something.
No, we need to actually build up to that, but. You'll know me as Gak.
Yes.
I'm on Exploding Head Movies. That's Mondays at 7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9. I knew that.
I hope the listeners do.
Sorry, I knew that.
That's all right.
No, actually, I didn't know that. I knew you were on sometime at night.
Yeah.
Because I can listen to podcasts.
That's right.
Right?
And the new website makes it really easy.
That's what I was telling people, to go to CITR.ca.
If they go right now, actually, they'll say Sam Squatch's Hideaway right on the top ribbon
will
part.
Will it? I don't really.
And then they can click on it.
Yeah.
And they'll find out what's going on.
Really?
Yeah. All your past shows, all your playlists.
What?
Yeah.
I don't do that when I do my own show. So.
Well, it's tough because, I mean, probably not the foremost thing in your mind what your show is doing on air on the
air.
Website.
That's so. Just so, yeah, self and self
involved.
Encapsulated.
But that's right. You know? It just brings you sort of the total awareness.
Right.
But aside from that, no, I was in actually another part of California last week for a little bit of a business trip already.
That. Yeah.
Sunnyvale.
That just reminds me of the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah,
because the Sunnyvale Trailer Park wasn't it?
This was a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
This was slightly upgraded from that.
Okay,
and conveniently enough, it was rainy while I was there.
Oh,
so.
I'm sorry.
No, nah, well, California needed it.
Yeah,
they've been suffering a drought for quite some time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, you are every Monday your radio show.
Every.
Because I'm only
Monday.
Every second Wednesday. So I'm just saying that, just so anybody who's
just for reference,
a new
Monday, if they stumble across Monday evening,
yeah, totally,
they'll probably listen to me babble on about something or other.
Got any jokes or anything?
On the spot.
So this is like the conversation.
Maybe not really appropriate, but
starting to go down a bit. But
that's okay.
But yeah, who do you predict? Okay, Major League Baseball. Any excitement now that you're here? Because as you know, I'm a huge Tigers fan.
That's right.
You are a massive.
I would say closest Blue Jays/Dodgers.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird to see the GM now head over there, Alex Anthopoulos.
Oh, he did. I saw that.
Yeah.
So he's going from
He's going
from
the Blue Jays, where he kind of was running the show, and he pulled everyone to help with the playoff run, and now he's going to be kind of...
Los Angeles.
Yeah, somewhat of operations at that point.
Oh, that's weird.
So, but I think the main thing he was aiming for was autonomy.
Right.
Which he wasn't really being guaranteed in Toronto anymore.
Okay, interesting.
So...
So are we going to be doing a lot of Canadiens games, hopefully?
Yes.
Yay, I can't wait.
Sports outside in the summer.
Exciting. Oh, my God. I know it's like January, 13th already?
Hey, at this point, you know, they announced the spring training schedule, so.
They do?
It's just a matter of time. And then last week, there was the Hall of Fame announcements.
Yes.
I am a reformed, I'm still like an Expos fan at heart. So Tim Raines came so close.
Yeah.
So close. It's like 69%.
You need
75.
Is it 80% or
75.
Something? Or you need 75%.
I mean, Griffey got in.
Yeah.
Which basically I was effectively thinking it was a lock.
Yeah.
Almost had it. I think he was three votes shy of unanimous.
Right. Ken Griffey. Now, My Alan Trammell from the Tigers. Have you been following him at all?
No, this was his last year.
This was his last year. He couldn't. Now he can't be in it, correct?
Well, based on the baseball writers election.
Okay.
Now it has to hit the illustrious veterans committee stage.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I think the difficult part was that you think about the competition he had in the 80s to deal with. I mean, at that time, shortstops were more known for defensive, which, you know, doesn't have all the stats behind it because, you know, everyone wants to see, you know, the home runs, the hits, the RBIs, the stolen bases.
And right.
He was around the same time as, like, Ozzie Smith.
Lee Whitaker.
That's right.
It was his buddy.
That was the double play partnership.
Yeah, I know. You remember. Oh, God.
No, I remember the 84 World Series.
You do?
Yeah.
I do, too. I was living in Windsor, of course. And
Essex County.
Yes, Essex County. And I remember when Detroit won and people turned cars upside down in Detroit and set them on fire.
And
it was
the
totally
city has yet to rebuild from
out
there.
Of control. Yeah. And but even Windsor. I mean, Windsor's a huge...
Windsor's even more out of control.
Yeah, and so when they won in 84, I remember hearing screams and honking, and we went out on our porch of our house, and you heard the... You actually heard cars honking and just people screaming. Like,
right
neighbors
across the
were...
river.
No, like,
oh, just
neighbors,
the
neighbors.
Okay.
Like, not from...
I'm sure you could probably hear that,
not
too.
Not that close. I mean, like, I... Whatever. Yes. Hello, Sarah. How are you? So Sarah's coming in. She's saying she needs Gary. Oh, are we too loud? Thank you, Sarah.
My peas are popping.
Your peas. Okay. Yeah, so that's our baseball chat. I think you have a meeting to go to. Maybe that was Sarah's way of telling. What time does it start at?
7.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure we'll be starting soon. Once we have quorum.
So so I'm going to play some more music because that's why I'm
here.
What
are you going to play?
I will tell you. First of all, let me tell the people what we heard. We heard, I think I told everybody, we heard Lee A, we heard two from Soft Test. Okay, so come on up next is White Lung. We got a little White Lung coming.
Excellent.
Yep, from the record released almost 3 years ago. Oh my goodness, almost four. Holy geez. I'm still in 2015
now.
In my head. Yeah. So from the record, Sorry, we're going to hear this song. What do we got? Hold on.
The self-titled?
No, Saint Dad. Saint Dad is the song we're going to hear. Yeah. Now, of course, White Lung, a local band fronted by Mish Way. So females and a guy, at least there was. They've gone through a lineup change. The original.
Yeah, that's right. That was a couple months
guitar
ago.
Guitar player. Well, no, I think a few years back he left. But of course, the drummer, Anne Marie. I remember her from years and years and years ago. She was in a band called... Oh, God, with Mar Sellers, called the...
Ewoks?
Oh, close.
Duloks.
Not that one.
Okay.
But Riff Randalls. She was the drummer
The
Riff
Randalls.
Do you remember the Riff Randalls from a long time
band,
ago? Yeah.
Yes.
So that's how I actually remember Anne Marie. She must have been about 10 back then. But so she's the drummer in White Lung. And now Mish apparently lives in Los Angeles. That's what I...
Los Angeles.
Yes. So let's hear this song called Sorry, and let's make sure that I am all set to go. Yes, I am. So the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Gak in the studio with myself.
Hello.
Hi. And I'm Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And
Sam Squanch.
It's a reference, speaking of the Trailer Park Boys and Sunnyvale.
Yes,
it's when Bubbles. He thought he saw a Sasquatch, but he can't speak properly. So
it might be sort of the maritime equivalent.
There you go. And this here is White Lung. Yes, it is. It's coming any second.
CITR, 101.9 yes. FM.
Awesome.
In Vancouver.
Yeah.
CITR, that is us, 101.9 FM Vancouver. So that was a band that I quite like. They're called the Space Shits. They're out of Montreal, and the Space Shits were a pre-King Kong and Barbecue Show band. Pre-King Kong and the other band that they're in. The lead singer, of course, Mark Salton. And those guys were from the 90s. Yeah, so from about the mid-90s or so, the Space Shits were around. Now, this is interesting because Mark Salton had been in a band prior to that called the Maury Povich Three. Love it. Love that name, the Maury Povich Three. And then, of course, the King Kong and Barbecue Show is now. So King Kong and the Shrines was what I meant to say. So King Kong and the Shrines was after the Space Shits. You move on to, again, the King Kong and Barbecue Show. I saw those guys about a year and a half ago, just over a year ago, at the now defunct Electric Owl, the now dead Electric Owl. And they just played, I feel, recently as well, and I missed them, the King Kong and Barbecue Show. Such a good show. Anyways, that was the Space Shits. So there you go. Now, prior to the Space Shits, we heard something from a band that I'm quite in love with, First Base, with the song You've Got a Hold on Me from their 7-inch. And of course, that is a Hosehead Records release. And then before that, Steve Adamick Band. So good. That's my favorite song of his. It's called I'll Take You Anywhere. And that's from a 7-inch from about 2012 or so. My name is Anita B. And I've decided to share some weather facts with you. Yes. Okay, so today, of course, is Wednesday. The temperature is currently 4 degrees. And the overnight low is, let's take a look here. Overnight low. Well, let's take a look here. It looks like it's 1. So it's going to get pretty chilly tonight. You know, average. It's about an average low. Tomorrow's Thursday, of course. Actually, it doesn't matter. Tomorrow's Thursday. We got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday into Monday. Rain, 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 rain. No shocker there. That's just what happens in Vancouver with highs ranging from 5 to 7, which is dead precisely the average high at this time of the year. So tomorrow the high is 6, Friday is 5, Saturday, Sunday, 6, 7, and then Monday is 7. So nothing exciting. I don't know why people even bother reporting the weather in Vancouver because it just is. It's always the same. Now, not like you care, but I teach geography. I teach geography 12. And we are embarking on our own climate and weather unit, which is quite exciting because I love studying climate in particular and weather. So yay. We get to learn all about the different types of clouds very soon. Ask me anything. Cirrus clouds, cumulonimbus, altostratus. I can tell you it all. No, I'm just bragging. Okay. What do we have here? So let's talk about music. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music happens. And let's move on with some more. How does that sound? Yeah. Let's hear something from the Toronto band called The Leather Uppers. These guys were happening in the 90s, like I want to say like early 90s, and like a garage rock kind of band. And we're going to hear the song Carne Misterioso, which is oh so awesome. And let's make sure I'm good here. Yep. This is the Leather Uppers. They were a 2-piece as well out of Toronto. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Swamp rock outfit Wooden Horsemen released their EP Sentient at the Biltmore Cabaret on Thursday, January 14th at 8. Joining them are Afrobeat heavyweights Camaro 67 and Marimba legends Kudapira. Bring your dancing shoes to this jam-packed night of local talent. For more information, go to woodenhorseman.com.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information.
Hey!
You only call me when you're drunk. Ugh, what a dilemma. I totally get it. Needles and Pins. Yeah, that's Needles and Pins. And that is from the album Shamebirds, released barely 2 years ago. Released, let's say, a year and a half ago, 2014. Great song. I love it. Three piece, of course. You have Macy on the drums. Adam sings. And you have a bass player. All right. Before that, we heard Fun 100. Fun 100 would be the band that sort of morphed into the B-Lines. And we heard the song Hot Popular Girl off the record Hit It and Quit. That was sort of the mid-O's, if you will, like 06-ish around that point. And then Wolf Parade. That's going back a little while. On the Sub Pop release, Apologies to the Queen Mary, we heard the song Shine a Light. With a very good video, by the way. So if you want to look up the video for Shine a Light from Wolf Parade, you will not be disappointed. It sort of takes place in the streets of Vancouver. There's like multiple heads going on. If you got to watch it. You really do. All right. My name is Anita B. It is 7:42. And this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'll be back in 2 weeks from 6:30 until 8 to continue to play you guys some Canadian music. All right, let's move on to the band, The Mandates. Oh, yeah, here we go. Got The Mandates coming up now. I have the song Marianne from their record Here in the Back of Your Heart. I saw these guys a few months back at, I don't know, the Astoria. Everything seems to be at the Astoria lately. These guys are out of Calgary, and this record was, let's take a look here. I'm trying to see, was this released on Hosehead Records? They have had some releases on Hosehead. Now, this one may or may not be released on Hosehead. Just know that they are associated with Hosehead Records. And locally, you've got Patrick. Yeah, Patrick, his Zero Hosehead rep in Vancouver. There's two guys. It's Patrick, and I believe his partner's name is Mike out of Toronto. So let's hear the song Marianne, and let's enjoy it. This right here. Is The Mandates, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You
Well, that's weird. My song just went away. I did nothing to kill it. Okay, whatever. All right, that right there was Skinny Kids. Skinny Kids, they are a local band. We heard something from their 7-inch entitled Strangers with the song, let's see, Around Your Mind. Now, before that, we heard something from the Calgary band Mandates. That's right. And I'm out of here in 10 minutes. So there you go. My name is Anita B, and I hope you've enjoyed, I don't know, your geographical journey with myself across Canada on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So, yeah, I guess we have a couple more songs left. And we're going to hear something from the local band Slow Learners. I love the name of that band. So great. I happen to be a teacher, so it's a great name. I love it. The song is one of my favorites. It's called Habit. It's from a 7-inch they released, a couple years ago or so. Yeah. And, oh God, it was released in February of 2013. So that's now almost 3 years ago. Good Lord. Hey, by the way, if you're bored, you should really go to Hyde. You should go to the bar/restaurant Hyde on Main Street at 16th-ish? Yeah. And because Joshy, so Josh Nickel is doing his DJ set tonight. And he's such a good DJ. And he mentioned that he's going to play a bunch of sort of glam stuff, obviously in tribute to David Bowie, because as we all know, he died a few days ago. I don't need to tell you that. Tragic, but go out, have a drink, and enjoy Josh. That guy is just such, he's the amount of musical knowledge that is packed into his brain is really, really, really impressive. I mean, I've been doing this radio show for forever, and I don't even scratch the surface of the depth of his knowledge. It's pretty impressive. So go check him out. And I will be back in 2 weeks from 6:30 until 8 with my show. So in the meantime, let's listen to Slow Learners here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
Choice.